I mean, this Mahabharata again, Priya and the war. Continuation, right? Dhritarashtra. Not talking Duryodhana. So, I mean, you've got these people. We can put this in probably find a modern situation for this as well. I mean, you had this Mr. Trump or this and that, and his son wants to be rich and powerful as well, and or someone has needs there, just like Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra. You know, they're dissatisfied because Yudhishthira will be king, and no, that will be disaster for us, then Duryodhana cannot be king. And Dhritarashtra says, I'm the oldest, I should have the right to be king, and so on. And when we follow that story, we see where it led. And it's a bit like that here now. I mean, in these so-called democracies of Europe, we got an oligarchy. We got these people up there, fine people, rich people, powerful people. And then we can vote every, what, it's fourth year or something, for which one of those we want to be in power. And some are there in power irrespective of voting and parties and power and all that. So we can show this, and how in those families of those people, those European fine people, I mean, I'm living in areas here in Sweden, in Stockholm, where such people live. The upper class, fine area, actually. I can see it. I could write about it. I mean, we can really try and step inside the homes of such people and how they are discussing, just like Dhritarashtra here and Gandhari, about their son Duryodhana. How is he going to do? We have to keep our dynasty up here. And in this way, they will fight for that. And as we see today, I mean, help us God. And I hope, well, that's our story here, at least something good will come out of this, just like from the Mahabharata. Goodness. Yeah, so as it looks like today, actually, in Europe, what I hear from the experts out there, one of the problems is that these unqualified leaders, those in leadership positions in Europe and in the US, in the global north, especially those places, they are escalating war. They are going out and shouting, war, war, war. And the reason they do so is that they are in panic because they are losing their leadership role over the world. But more importantly, they may lose their positions because they put so much money now into Ukraine. And I can turn this into my story. I'm just telling the real one here. Hundreds of billions of dollars or something. I don't know how much Europe gave. And the US, so many billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars into that Ukraine, giving away weapons that were just destroyed by the Russians. Financing a war financing all these resources, military resources put up there on the battlefield, just destroyed by the Russians. And how they don't understand the old wise military tactic, strategy of the Russians, not to, as old-fashioned European war is about, go and just try to conquer land and take over another country, but to destroy the army of the enemy. Destroy their weapons and their resources, their cannons and their tanks and all of it. Shoot a missile and this way destroy 2, 3, 4 defense missiles. Just run, get rid of all these weapons. And now China, clever, at least in our story, stop delivering electronic materials required to build weapons to this global north. So they are desperate, and we can see those leaders there. They could have stepped down and said, sorry, we made a mistake here. And it's not about giving up and then the enemy, Russia, comes and takes over the world. No. And they may think so, but when they do, then look, they didn't take over the world and never did, never had any desire to, but as well, you know yourself, the others through yourself, right? So the Americans and the Europeans, they were the ones who always tried to take over the world. And they think others do the same. That's all they know. So we show this. And how, in this way, the greed and power hunger and fear and material attachment, very small, private, you know, they're sitting there, these people sitting there in their homes, afraid of losing their income and their position as a big politician and powerful leader, how they are driving the world towards what can even become a nuclear war. And, well, that we've got the Kurukshetra war, right? Here in the Mahabharata, and we got those people, the Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana camp, who are then like those Europeans and Americans. Leaders who are like the Asuras there in the Bhagavad Gita, often atheists, and often having these Asuric qualities of being selfish, greedy, power hungry, not caring about the others, and so on. It's just their plain Gita. So I'm just expounding on that parallel there, connection to the Mahabharata, because I really am happy I got to see it that way, because that's what I've been thinking all along here, that how can we connect this to Mahabharata? This is a very significant connection, right?